Well, folks, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I'm very privileged to have Christina Browning, one of our counselors, in the studio with me. Hey, Christina.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. And of course, we have another listener question. We love our listeners. They write in questions for us. We appreciate your confidence, folks out there, so continue writing to us. This listener has a very interesting scenario. I resonate with it because this could have been my experience from the past as well. She says, my boyfriend and I broke up after dating 3 months. The circumstances surrounding our breakup are complicated, but we have no ill will toward each other. My question is, how do I get over him? My mom has tried to comfort me by bringing up all his issues. I know she's just trying to reinforce why this is all for the best, but is it right to concentrate on his shortcomings, even if they're true? Bless her
heart. Yes, this is something I think all people struggle with.
Mm-hmm. I will say that it is helpful. You know, it's kind of makes you feel better for a short time, but I'm sure you'll have something to say about that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it is hard when you're trying to get over somebody and you just, you know, it's easy to focus on the bad, but then you are really missing the good. And there's truth to, you wouldn't have been in relationship with that person if there wasn't some good and some things that you were attracted to. And it's okay to recognize that as you're letting go of the relationship. But I think it's also important that you own the choice of, okay, we recognize this is not going to work. And as you own that you are the one making the decision not to be in this relationship, you can kind of slowly recover from that and be able to move on. But it is a grieving process. It is a process that takes more time than we want it to.
Mm-hmm. I would say too, and I mean, literally, this was an experience of mine, and I actually dealt with it in an unhealthy way. I had a lot of anger, residual anger from it, and my goal was to really make everyone in my acquaintance know what a jerk he was. And so I kind of fed it. And it's hard when you can't see, you know, you have the blinders on, the end of the relationship is so fresh, it's so hurtful and stuff, that you want to focus on that and convince yourself, oh, I'm glad it didn't work out because this was wrong and this was wrong and this was wrong.
Right.
And I would just say, I mean, isn't there some value to really trusting the process in this and recognizing that I finally had to say to myself, I don't want to look back on this a year from now and realize that I was all this kinds of crazy, you know, because eventually time does start to help heal. And you do realize you separate yourself from that a little bit. You separate yourself from the emotion and to really, you know, lean into that and trust the process and recognize that if it is God's will, which in this case, it looks like it was, there was a separation and it made sense, that God's going to bring you through that. And there's going to be some hope in that.
Absolutely. I call it my crazy head, because after you're letting go of a relationship and you're analyzing it and you're thinking about it all the time, you have all these feelings and emotions. And for us girls, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little bit crazy and just start going all kinds of different directions. And like the anger that you were talking about. And, you know, during that period of time, I just, you know, my girlfriends and I have this kind of rule of thumb of, you do not make any major decisions during crazy head, and you don't continue to analyze it until the end of time, because the decision's been made. And so to kind of do what you need to do to be able to get through the grieving process and owning the decision, but then, you know, focus on something else, because the more that you ruminate on it and the more that you think about it, the more you're going to get trapped in that crazy head, and you'll go down that anger road, or you'll go down the, oh, I miss him so much and I think he's, you know, wonderful, and why did I ever let him go? And so you get on one extreme or the other that can be unhealthy.
Yeah, I think for me, it was so helpful. And I had to have a friend speak this to me, to allow for a period of time where I grieved it, and to say, this is an appropriate thing.
Absolutely.
This is a hurtful thing. I need to grieve this.
Right.
But then finally, God told me, Lisa, enough. All you're doing is feeding, like you said, the crazy, and you're just trying to keep this alive and trying to keep this anger and this hurt alive, when really it's time to move on. It's time to say this ended, and that was fine. And, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm damaged or I'm, you know, messed up or not worthy of a relationship or whatever, but it is just time to let go and to move on. And, you know, certainly by focusing on someone's issues, you're not going to get there. So really, I mean, I think focusing on the path ahead now and what God has for you next is probably the best place to be.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much, Christina, for weighing in on that. Good thoughts there. And of course, we always want to let folks know that if you're going through a very hurtful time, especially a relational issue, and it's something where you are really in a dark spot and you can't seem to get your way out, we do have a counseling department here at Focus on the Family. Begin by calling us at 1-800, the letter A and the word family, because we have folks there that can either get you to one of our counselors or even give you some suggested resources that might help you, and really even just offer to pray with you and let you know that someone is here. You are not alone in this. Focus on the Family receives thousands of calls relationship related, and so you would not be the first. So that is it for this week's show, everyone. I hope this one has been helpful for you. Really talking about, you know, some hurtful and dark things. I mean, here we did, you know, talk about death, and but we also talked about heaven, and here we are talking about the death of a relationship, but there is hope around the corner, and certainly when we put our trust in the Lord, he will walk through that with us. So I am your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.